going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Nobody wants to go through the circus, the revolving door, the turmoil, the coaches, the free agent busts, the leaks. So as much as we rant and rave about what we want, Yanks, Knicks, Mets, right? We really want stability. We want to have a chance to win, and we want things to line up, and we want it to line up fairly harmoniously. All right, but I got to tell you, all the Knick talk that we've had this week, this is the first time I'm actually annoyed. Like, I'm actually bothered by what's happening with the Knicks. No reconsideration with Tom Thibodeau. They did the right thing for me. I've said that. I stand by it. I would have fired him as well. Can somebody explain to me why there suddenly seems to be a maddening amount of instability with the Knicks? You see the report with Shams? They almost traded, or they tried to trade for Kevin Durant during the trade deadline. All right, I would have taken Kevin Durant. That's fine. The problem is, who are you shipping out? And then, of course, the deeper problem would be, going back to what I said the other day, you know, hey, it's got to be Tom Thibodeau or it's got to be the players. It looks like the Knicks want both. I mean, I got to be honest. I am confused, and confused is code for pissed right now at what's happening with the Knicks. So do you want Durant or do you not want Durant? Do you want Jason Kidd? Do you want Udoka? Do you want Van Gundy? Who do you want to coach? All right. The one thing that I gave the Knicks credit for, and I think I may have been a little premature in this, Hoff, I may have been a little premature with this. I thought the Knicks had a plan. Can somebody identify that plan right now? I'm not seeing it as clearly as I did the other day. I thought for sure that when they fired Tom, that they already had it lined up. All right, their move is set. Leon Rose, World Wide West, their contacts, their juice around the league. It's done. It's set. It's going to be smooth. I got news for you. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with the Knicks right now. I am really, really confused. Because think about this, guys. If they tried to trade for Kevin Durant in February, Kevin Durant said, you're not going to trade Deuce, a second-round pick, Hawk Porty, and Kolek, because the money's not going to add up. So who were you going to trade? Was it Cat? Well, if it's Karl Anthony Towns, now we got a big issue with Leon Rose. You made that big move, and now you want to get rid of him? Well, if it's Mikal Bridges, now we got a bigger issue with Leon Rose. You gave up 5 first-round picks, and you want to get rid of him? If it's OG Anunoby, we still have a problem with Leon Rose because he gave him $250 million to be a part of the Knicks moving forward. So I am confused, I am bothered, and I don't know how this resolves itself. I heard Sal, by the way, Sal's off today. He's gonna be watching the ponies with Big Mike. Have a good weekend. Have fun. So I heard Sal a little bit. I listened to some of the show yesterday doing some stuff. And Sal said, I want Van Gundy. I don't want Jeff Van Gundy. We'll go back to the 90s. Stop. And by the way, Jeff Van, in case the Knicks fan needed a reminder, Jeff Van Gundy walked out on the Knicks. Now, I know he really walked out on Dolan, but he also walked out, by extension, us. Jeff Van Gundy quit. I'm not looking to go back to 2000. You know, recreate that. Didn't we kind of have that with Tom Thibodeau? That was one of my biggest gripes with these Knicks here. Even though I really appreciate Tom, and I think he's very good, I think that we hit the ceiling. I don't think there's a next level. I don't think he's right for the modern NBA. So I'm going to go back to Jeff Van Gundy. No, thank you. I'm not going to do that. You know, you can just start to feel it right now. You can say to yourself, and you can envision in a year or two, this thing being a mess. But not because they got rid of Tom Thibodeau. Understand that. Not because of that. Now it's like, let's go get the 36 or 37-year-old superstar or a guy who was a superstar. You know, let's try to trade for Giannis. Let's try to convince another NBA team who, by the way, has a coach that the Knicks, I guess, apparently covet, who's under contract. Let's try to work out a trade for that. Right, it just seems messy. It seems unstable. No, I like that. I don't like that. I fear that. And I got to tell you, in a lot of ways, I resent that. Because the Knicks last year, before they made these moves, now I'm talking to Leon Rose right now. Tom Thibodeau's gone. He can't take the slings and arrows anymore. Now it's just respect. Now it's Leon Rose. And Leon Rose better figure this thing out fast. Leon Rose better get a grip on this situation because the next move, if it's or the next sequence of moves, if they are the wrong moves, then it very quickly could go back to the dark and the dark era. And by the way, I acknowledged that the other day. For sure, I never didn't think that massive regression was a possibility. I understand that. I know it's a risk. Yeah, you could have kept Tom Thibodeau and, you know, win 50, 51, 52, be right there. Yeah, short odds, NBA Finals. Yeah, all right, Vegas, they love him before. Fantastic. They're not winning a championship with him. I don't see it. I never saw it. So that's why I want to say, that's why I said what I said about Tom. But I did think, and this is where I may have been wrong, I did think they were more buttoned up in some other areas right now. Let's be honest, guys. It does not seem like they have a plan. It's very scattered right now with the Knicks. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's hammer these phones. Let me get Jay in Thornwood. Jay, BT and Sal, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, D?
What's up, Jay?
BT, I love the show, man. Thank you, man. A great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. And I totally agree with you on the fact, you know, I love Tibbs. I'm a supporter, but I agree with you that it wasn't the guy to get us, you know, ultimately where we want to go. And I don't see it as him not having a plan. I still trust in Leon Rose, you know, when you were going through, they want KD. I think it was, you know, maybe he recognizes that the Bridges trade wasn't the right move. So instead of going forward with it, and being stubborn, he's being proactive. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, maybe I could flip him for KD. You know,
Jay, hold on one sec, buddy. I think that's exactly what he was thinking. But that doesn't mean that I accept it. Because in essence, what you did was you would have given up 5 first-round picks for Kevin Durant.
True.
Come on, that's the wrong move, man. Jay. You know that.
I do. But the fact is, maybe giving up 5 for Bridges was. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit there and act like it wasn't a mistake instead of trying to be proactive and move forward?
Listen, I think that's the ultimate point there, Jay. Thanks for the call. I think by moving on to a new head coach, eventually I think what you're trying to do is to be proactive, to find the better way for Mikal Bridges to fit better, to make it work. Whether it was, you know, just quite not, you know, seeing eye to eye with the way he was deployed by Tom Thibodeau. Remember, he complained about his minutes. Now, we got up here and we lauded him for being an Iron Man, and I stand by that. I mean, a guy didn't even break a sweat. He's playing 40 minutes a night, chasing around big-time, you know, scorers. And I think Mikal Bridges probably has a little more value, maybe more than, I don't want to say most Knicks fans, but by some Knicks fans for sure. I just think you maybe need a different voice to and a different schematical, you know, whatever, to coerce it out of him. But honestly, guys, think about the three or four different things that right now are in play. They tried to trade for Durant. Who you giving up? Cat, Bridges, OG? Like, right, I don't know the answer, but right away it's like, oof, that was an abrupt about face, you know? No matter which one of those three that was. Because you can make, as I did, Cat, all right, well, you gave up meaningful pieces for him. You want to get rid of him already? OG gave him a lot of money, and obviously Bridges with the five picks. So that's one element. And then the firing element, which many of you disagreed with. Now, I don't look at that as disarray. I look at that as being very decisive, and I applaud the Knicks for that. I do. Just don't think he's a championship coach, so I'm fine with that. But not all of you see it that way. Okay. But for me to feel good about the swift decision that they made in moving on from Tom Thibodeau, I got to at the very least know that they kind of know what's next. You get that?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Impression? Gonna call Dallas. Oh, try to work out a trade for Jason Kidd. Gonna kick the tires with the Rockets, see what Ime Udoka's up to. All right, let's throw it back 20 years. Let's try to get Van Gundy back. Now I saw something last night. Maybe Malone is more in play than we thought. You know, I saw something 30 minutes ago. Luke Walton. And Mike Brown. Like, there's just certain things that I'm going to put Mike Brown a little bit aside from Luke Walton. There's certain things. Let's just be very honest about this, guys. There are certain things that cannot happen this offseason. And Luke Walton being hired as the head coach of the Knicks is absolutely one of them. I mean, I got to think that Leon Rose is smarter than that. Now, the other thing as well, understand a lot of these names, because this matters as much as I'm, you know, ranting and raving right now. A lot of this does matter. You get an opening, you get agents doing their job. And an agent's job is to keep his or her client in the relevant news cycle. When was the last time you thought about Luke Walton? I mean, no, I don't mean this disrespectfully at all, but maybe when his father passed away, the great Bill Walton. It's the last time I thought of a Walton. And I really don't mean that disrespectfully. You know that. But Luke Walton. Oh, my God. Let me get Roberto in Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's up there, Robbo?
What's up, man? Love hearing the show, man. Actually made me laugh with that Luke Walton comment. Last time he was pretty relevant was when he was coaching the Lakers. But no, I think I kind of disagree with the whole, like, we don't have a plan. The Knicks have a plan. I think they have their guy. Like, they're set on somebody. They're just trying to test the waters and see if they can get someone better.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Bryant right now is leading the front when it comes to the head coaching position for the Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that decision just yet because obviously I've never seen him coach. But I think they're pushing for J. Kidd because he's going to be that replacement that they really want. But if not, they're going to go with, like, Johnny Bryant, like I said, and they're probably going to support him with, like, Mike Brown or, like, other, like, veteran coaches to, like,
yeah,
get him to where he needs to be.
Well, I mean, they very well might be here. But again, Roberto, what bothers me today, again, please, let me be very clear. I don't know how I could be more clear about this. I would have fired Tom Thibodeau as well. So let's not confuse anything that I'm saying here. They did the right thing, 100% for me. But if the target's Jason Kidd and Johnny Bryant's plan B, and I'm one of these people, I'm not just going to dismiss Bryant because he hasn't done it yet. And I get it. You know, you got a roster that's ready to win. You were knocking on the door of the NBA Finals. I can see why some of you deem it irresponsible to hand it to somebody who's not yet proven. I get it. I'm not worried about that because I think Johnny Bryant is incredibly well-respected. And by the way, I think that there's a recent growing trend of first-year coaches who walk into good situations who win. So I am not averse to doing that. But you got to still have things lined up. And the fact that, like, at least, guys, think about the stories. Shams has weighed in. All the big dogs, all the NBA heavyweights have weighed in. Not one person's intimated, well, yeah, the Knicks feel pretty good about Dallas, you know, acquiescing to their overtures if and when they, you know, approach them about the availability of Jason Kidd. Because they haven't done it yet. So if Jason Kidd's target one and they don't know if Dallas will do it, well, then how the hell is that a good plan? That's all I'm saying. Anthony's in Marlboro. BT and Sal, what's going on, Ant?
BT, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good. Hoff, why is it? Hold on one second. Why is it so bright in here? I need eye black. Like the lights are reflecting. I can't even see the name.
This is
what's
a big stage,
on?
Man. You got a big stage in That's front of you. We got to put the bright lights, man.
Yes, yes. People do react to the BT and Sal show. What's up, Ant? How you doing, buddy?
BT, Sal's lucky he's off today.
Why?
Because the Jeff Van Gundy comments, my God.
I can't
heaven.
Have Van Gundy. Enough of Van Gundy.
Let's get Isaiah Thomas and Mike Woodson,
yeah,
too. You know?
Enough of Van Gundy.
They gotta stop. I'm so with you. It's horrible. But also with you in the fact that now I'm getting a little nervous of the no plan because you fired Tibbs after saying he was safe, and now there's nothing announced yet, and there's even no names out. I don't want to do the young coach experience with this team. It's not going to work. Also, if Rick Brunson, those rumors too have to stop because I don't know what I do.
Rick Brunson is Rick's not going to be a coach. No, Rick Brunson.
People are saying now.
What's that?
That's what the people are saying now too. Let's give him a shot.
Get out of here. Make Rick
Bobby Hurley.
Nuts. There's no way I'm making Rick Brunson the coach. Get out of here. You don't have to worry about that. I got a good idea. How about this? If Mendoza stumbles, you know, and he doesn't look like he's doing a good job with, you know, a month and a half to go, maybe the Mets could bring back Bobby V. Van Gundy? I don't understand the appeal with that. Outside of the, like, romanticizing what was a good time for sure, and I've got great respect for his coaching acumen, but it's 2025. Van Gundy? You know, if Aaron Boone can't get past this hurdle, maybe the Yanks could bring back Joe Torre. They just need to push this forward. And listen, at the end of the day, I think that they will. I am bothered today by what appears to be a lack of focus. Like, it's like when a radio job opens up and there's 13 names mentioned. You know? Sometimes the company really has a plan and sometimes they really don't. I don't feel right now as good about the Knicks' plan. Nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau not being the coach anymore. Not that. The plan seems a little sloppy and very scattered. White Plains, Luke is on the show, BT and Sal. What's going on, Luke? Luke, how you doing, buddy? You there?
BT, it's Luigi.
Oh, Luigi. You see, at these damn lights, I thought it said Luke. I swear to God. You can't think I'm making it up. What up, Luigi?
BT, it's Luigi from White Plains.
I got you. I'm sorry, Luigi. Sorry.
All right. All good. Love the show. I agree with you 110%. We needed to get rid of Tibbs. Too bad your partner Sal's not there because we needed to bust his chops. Van Gundy? Come on. Van Gundy? That's 100 years ago. He's done.
Hold on, Luigi. In his defense, again, I would never do it. I don't even want to hear it. Like, there are certain things that I'm maybe less receptive to. I can't even get my brain to say, yeah, that makes sense to me. But he is, I get why, and I don't think Sal's alone. I want no part of it. But it's not like it's some outlandish recommendation. I think it's ridiculous, but others don't. It's what it is.
I think we should give the Knicks brass a chance, though.
Who?
I agree with you 110% that we had to get rid of Tibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The only question is, who are they going to bring in? That I agree. We both agreed. I think a lot of us agreed that he brought us to, you know, the 50 game wins, two season in a row. We need somebody young, somebody to do bring us to the promised land. I think that's what we need to do.
Yep.
Hopefully we find one. I think we got to give him a chance, though. They brought us this far.
Yeah, I mean, that for sure. And now, Leon Rose has been far from perfect. He's been highly competent. But, you know, now with Tom Thibodeau no longer here, there are really very few other spots to go to and say, well, okay, I've got an issue with this. It's no longer about, you know, pick and roll defense, three-point defense, transition defense, iso ball with Brunson, no rotations, just seven guys playing, you know, too many minutes. And I didn't really complain about the minutes, but some of you did. That's it. Tom Thibodeau's gone. Resume complete in that regard as head coach of the Knicks. Knick legend. Tom Thibodeau's always going to be good with me. What I'm not good with is I'm beginning to get the sense, and this is disconcerting, because the last couple of years, the Knicks have had a plan, which what's made it so fun. Did they fire Tom without a plan?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.